It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nurses at a hospital in Madison plan to walk off the job starting Tuesday after negotiations on a new union contract failed to reach an agreement earlier this week.
The hospital management of Unity Point Health Meritor and the labor group Service Employees International Union, or SEIU Wisconsin, are divided over pay, the ratio of patients under a nurse's care, and other issues. The union represents over 900 nurses at the hospital.
To hear the perspective of the union, we turn to Lewis Davis, executive director of SEIU Wisconsin, which represents about 7,000 service and healthcare workers across the state. Lewis, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
What working conditions led to talks of a strike?
Well, I just think fundamentally, nurses at Meritor Hospital, their dedication to their patients and their aspiration for better patient outcomes is at the heart of driving the working conditions and making sure that every patient had the adequate amount of nurses and staffing. And obviously that has impact on the ability of nurses to deliver care when they're overloaded with patients. I fundamentally, you know, you mentioned it just earlier on, when it comes to workplace safety, it's not only security incidents that occur in the hospital where nurses fall victim to assaults, but when visitors are a risk for safety in the hospital for nurses and other workers there, they're a risk for patients. And fundamentally, our members just believe that at the end of the day, if the hospital and management won't center the patients and no one's going to listen to patients and what will make sure that they're safe, that any Dane County resident that goes to Meritor can be safe and guarantee their safety when they're getting care and that they get the quality care that they deserve, that those are the drivers of the working conditions that we have been centering since the beginning of our bargain.
I'm hearing safety come up here. And you say you started contract negotiations with a simple demand, listen to nurses. Can you elaborate? What does listen to nurses mean?
At the end of the day, you know, we believe that management has very nuanced and detailed understanding of finances and how to run a very expensive and large corporation in Unity Point that delivers healthcare. But the person who knows the best about how to deliver the best patient care are the nurses that are at the bedside. So when we are saying listen to nurses, we're saying listen to the caregivers that are at the bedside of the patients. Listen to the feedback that they have to how to improve the overall safety, how to improve the staffing at the hospital, and all of the other myriad of concerns and procedures that impact the quality of care that patients get. So when we say listen to nurses, we're saying listen to the folks that are actually at the bedside and are not in their executive suites.
Lewis, pay also factors into this new union contract. What is the union asking for here?
I think at the end of the day, what we have asked for is extremely reasonable. We're aware of both the profitability of Unity Point and Meritor. We're also aware and mindful of both the regional and national economic conditions in this moment. What we're asking for is less than, to be clear, what the nurses have gotten in prior years. But fundamentally, in terms of across the board, what we're asking for is a very reasonable raise that makes sure that talented nurses who have been at this hospital for decades and or longer and have expertise that can retain those, and you can continue to recruit talented nurses into Meritor Hospital that serves as a community hospital for not only Madison, but the whole of Dane County and South Central Wisconsin. So that's what we're asking for. Wages that recruit and retain talented nurses. But first and foremost, we are asking that not in isolation, but with a full awareness and context of the economic conditions that we're in as a country and we're in as a state and county.
What is a reasonable raise?
We believe a reasonable raise is what we have, not what management has proposed, which continues to be 2.5% across the board raise is just fundamentally inadequate. It doesn't meet not only the cost of inflation, but that's certainly not the type of raise that would retain talented nurses or recruit them. And again, what we've asked for is less than what the nurses received in the first year of their last contract. So we're being very reasonable.
Let's look at timeline here. Unity Point Health Merritt is expressing concern that SEIU is not returning to the bargaining table before Tuesday's planned strike. Said in a statement to WPR, quote, allowing the strike to proceed without exhausting every opportunity to reach agreement is not in the best interests of anyone, not the union, our team members, or the community we both serve, end quote. Why won't you keep negotiations going before the planned strike?
I mean, you know, I think that it is entirely disingenuous for management to misrepresent their actual position. We bargained over 20 sessions since January, making our demands for safety and staffing at the center. Those are not new. Those have not changed. Since we've signed our strike notice, we agreed to multiple dates, and we have bargained. In fact, on Monday, when we had our last scheduled session, we implored management to continue to bargain. The last time, 2 years ago, we reached a tentative agreement. Both parties were able to do that because both parties were committed to stay as long as it took, and it took the late hours of the night, but we got a deal done. Management chose to walk away from the table early Monday evening and not stay dedicated to finding a resolution. The nurses are clear. They, you know, we are have availability next week. We're willing to come to the table. But at the end of the day, management continues to not make movement in the areas. And for them to sit at the table and to just close their ears and ignore and not listen to nurses is not a constructive relationship and misrepresents their actual position. But they've had every single opportunity to actually listen to the nurses and avoid labor disruption.
Lewis Davis is executive director of SEIU Wisconsin, which represents hundreds of nurses, of hospital nurses at Unity Point Health Merritt in Madison, which has a planned strike starting Tuesday. Lewis, what is the sticking point here? What is holding this back?
We believe that management and the union can get close and reach fair wages and economics. We have been unionized for decades. That's not at the front end in concern. Like, the primary concerns continue to be staffing ratios and safety, and the hospital has either outright refused to engage with the nurses, the folks at the bedside, to have constructive conversations around what leads to actual safety in the hospital for their patients and themselves, and actual adequate staffing so they can give the quality of care that Dane County residents deserve. Those are the sticking points. If management refuses to listen to nurses and patients, we will fight for our patients. We will fight to make sure that patients get the adequate care that they deserve at that hospital. So we are willing to strike over it, and we are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that Merritt Hospital is a safe place to work, a safe place to get care, and Merritt Hospital is a great place to get care with adequate staffing.
When we reached out to the hospital for comment, they sent us a written and a video statement from Sherry Casali, the Market Chief Nursing Officer at Unity Point Health Merritt. And let's listen to some of what she had to say.
We've been in a union environment for decades, since back into the 1970s, and know that a strike could happen. We always work very, very hard to avoid that. I think both parties would prefer not to have a strike.
Both parties would prefer not to have a strike. it doesn't sound like this is the sentiment I'm hearing from you.
Of course, like we reached, including on Monday, we approached every bargain, again, the over 20 sessions that we have had as our primary goal to reach a fair tentative agreement. That is always our goal, just like on Monday, where we were dedicated to stay at the table as late as it took to reach that fair tentative agreement. That is always our goal. But what is uncompromising is we're not willing to compromise on the safety or the quality of care that the patients deserve because management refuses to listen. But we believe a fair tentative agreement is possible, and that is always our goal.
Lewis, will nurses receive any compensation from the union for lost wages during a five-day strike?
Yes. Striking is an incredible sacrifice that these nurses are courageous and willing to take. But our union allows for a strike pay that minimizes or helps lessen the financial cost and impact, but by no means does that replace the wages. This incredible sacrifice and courage it takes to take this sacrifice and a stand for their patients. So our nurses will and are willing to take that sacrifice, and our strike pay is just a small modicum of compensating them for the incredible financial loss that they're going to incur for standing up for their patients.
Lewis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Lewis Davis, Executive Director of SEIU Wisconsin. It's a labor union that represents thousands of healthcare industry workers in Wisconsin. We've been talking about hundreds of nurses who plan to go on a five-day strike starting Tuesday after talks over a new contract broke down with hospital management at Unity Point Health Meritor in Madison earlier this week. We'll be right back.